Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content. Been here, geez, almost a year now. Almost a year I've been doing this podcast. It has really flown by. It's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed interacting with listeners, interacting with tons of guests, doing the show for you guys. Progressing through a Timberwolves NBA season. Now we're working our way through the playoffs. And I've enjoyed it a lot. I've enjoyed it a lot. And I'm excited to bring you guys another show on this beautiful Tuesday morning. So let's dive into it. Here's what's on the docket today. Obviously, we'll be talking about Game 7. We're talking, it'll be between the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. We talked about the Game 7, what happened, some thoughts from the game, and then I wanted to close out with just some thoughts about the Rockets. I wanted to talk a little bit about the NBA Finals matchup, preview that just a little bit. We'll get into that more Thursday. And just so you guys know what's going on the rest of the week, obviously tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll have the special segment for getting you ready for the draft. Prospect Wednesday. I have another selection all queued up. I've been watching some stuff on them, reading about them. Keep doing that today, and I will have you all filled in tomorrow. Thursday, be previewing the first game of the NBA Finals. And Friday, I think I might do something like a season recap, some things I took away from the season. Maybe do that just, or some things I took away from the playoffs, something like that. But that's what's on the docket this week. And now, today, getting into that Game 7. So, Game 7 between the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets in Houston in the Toyota Center. Houston was able to tie up the series, winning two games, and then, or take the advantage of the series, winning two games in a row. And then the Warriors able to pull out Game 6 in Oakland, forcing the Game 7. This was a really great game. This is a really great game. I know that you're going to have fans. There's already a buzz around kind of Houston, around the Houston Rockets, talking about how the refs hosed them at the end of the game. I don't know if anybody watched this game. I hope all of you did. It was a great game, but the Warriors won 101-92 after a really good start from the Rockets. And again, Chris Paul out for this game with the knee injury, the knee and hamstring injury. And so Chris Paul out, James Harden carrying the team. He looked really great in the beginning of this game. Was able to pull Klay Thompson out of the game by drawing some fouls early. Klay Thompson had 3 fouls in the first 4 minutes of this game, which really changed how the Warriors had to attack the defensive side of things against the Rockets. This is really where you saw, I know that Iguodala has been a big part of the playoffs for the Warriors, and he's been starting plenty of games, but this was the biggest, I think this was the biggest impact that you saw for him being out. This was the time where you really saw the full weight of having Iguodala out with the injury, is when you have a guy like Klay Thompson get a couple fouls early and has to sit the bulk of the first half. Then you see that they don't have a long perimeter defender like Iguodala to step in and kind of help fill that void created when Klay Thompson is off the floor. And I thought that was kind of the biggest problem that the Warriors had early on, was that they just didn't have a defender who was really stepping up to help fill that hole voided by Klay Thompson leaving. Obviously, Kevin Durant has been playing some really solid defense, and Draymond Green is going to be a really good defender. But they really need that third guy, that ace third guy who's going to defend well in Thompson to be there. And Iguodala is a pretty good sub as far as who they have on the roster when Thompson is off the floor. And so not having him there was huge. And they were able to take advantage of it. The Rockets were, and they started out really strong. You had James Harden working his heroics. This dude hit two and one shots on three-pointers where his arm was actually getting clocked. It was crazy. Clint Capela was playing really well off of the outside shooting. PJ Tucker started strong. Eric Gordon looked good really early on and throughout this entire game, but he started out strong as well. You had the Rockets outscoring the Warriors 24-19 in the first quarter, 30-24 in the second quarter. They're up at the half. Everything seemed to be going right. And then you had the Warriors with a 33-15 third quarter. And this is another time. You saw this in last game when the Rockets scored 9 points in the fourth quarter. This is another time where the Rockets come out and they have just a really weak quarter, and that is the difference. You had the Warriors really figuring out the defense of the Rockets. There's a couple really nice little screens and dump-off passes by Kevin Durant to Curry that just gave a little space, and that gave him a really nice look from three. When Curry started going and had the 19 points there in the second, same with Durant, then that was really pretty much curtains for the Rockets. It's just so crazy, this Warriors team, because I know that you can say all the stuff. They have the all-star. They have four all-stars. They are perennial champions of not only the Western Conference, but they're also the returning champions from the NBA playoff, the NBA Finals. You can say all that stuff, but sometimes you forget how good this team is, and to be kind of dogging this game out for the first half of a basketball game against a team that, yes, they didn't have Chris Paul, but this is still a roster that won 65 games, and Chris Paul was injured for a lot of games, and that didn't slow them down too much at all. This is a very good roster, a really deep roster. You have plenty of guys who would be starting on a lot of NBA. You have Ariza, PJ Tucker, Clint Capela, Eric Gordon, James Harden as the starting five when your second best player is injured. That's a great starting five. And this team still was able to dog it out. The Warriors were still able to dog it out in the first half and come back and be so impressively dominant in that third quarter to swing the game. And they had another huge swing. They were able to go from down 11 to up 9. And they had the huge swing game 6, and now a 20-point game, a 20-point swing in game, or at the beginning of that second half in game 7, and it's just really impressive for the Warriors to be able to do that two games in a row, to go back to back where they really have to pull out the game late. Is really impressive, and that it just shows that you can't. It's so hard to put away two guys like Kevin Durant and Stephen Curry, that it really is going to be a struggle for Cleveland to make this a series. But this was an uber impressive performance. There's a lot of people who have been talking about the Warriors not locking into every single game. And so it was good to see. It was fun to see them really sink their teeth into this game. It's everything that you wanted. This game was everything that you could have wanted from these two teams. And the series was everything you really were hoping for. What a great series. It was a great watch. So now we're going to get to some sponsors. After this break, we're going to talk about a couple of the takeaways I had from this series, heading out, closing out the series, and then just a quick look at the NBA Finals and the two teams there. Although I think you guys already know who those teams are, but quick look at those NBA Finals and a takeaway from the series, the Warriors and the Rockets. First, some sponsors. The Golden State Warriors are headed back to the finals again. Again, they're headed back to the finals, fourth year running.
but it didn't go without a really great series from the Houston Rockets. Warriors able to come back in Game 7 and win to get to the finals. Before we get to talking about those finals, wanted to end on some thoughts about the series. These are my three big takeaways from the Western Conference Finals. First is that the Rockets are very much in the finals discussion for the next few years. I say that because of the way James Harden played throughout the playoffs in the Western Conference Finals. He is so good, and I think he shook this year a lot of talk about playoff demons that you've seen from him and playoff, maybe some lackluster performances in the playoffs. I feel like he shook a lot of those. I know that there was the little trend on Twitter for a little bit there where James Harden was really great in game ones, and then his average was I think 25 points after in every game after the game one in the series that he's played in, or at least the first couple series. Putting all of that aside, he played fantastic. He played fantastic against the Warriors. He's played fantastic all playoffs long. He's had some really big games in some key spots. I mean, you could go back just to the other night, pulling out 32 points against the Warriors, even down Chris Paul, and you have Trevor Ariza putting up an egg as a starter, and he's still able to not only put up 32 points, but he's also facilitating, helping the offense. He played really well. He 6 assists, and a lot of those were to Clint Capella. He played really well off of Clint Capella and what they were able to do off of each other's performances, because Clint Capella saw a game with 20 points, 9 rebounds. I really loved the way James Harden, played both in this series and in these playoffs, and I think that going forward, he's on the big contract for the next few years. Going forward, if you put just a solid assembly of players around Harden, he's going to elevate the play, and he's going to keep the style that they have intact, and he's going to keep the Rockets a major contender for the next few years. I don't think they need LeBron James to contend for a title. I really don't. I think that a lot of people would like to see LeBron in Houston, but I don't think that you need to put LeBron James to make Houston a title contender. I think that Harden needs a few A-level players and then some B-role players, and he's with him on the roster, he's going to be a contender. So whether they bring Chris Paul back or whether they figure out another way to bring in some more talent, some different talent, or whatever they're doing, I know that that there are a couple of guys on the roster who are going to be up for contracts. They're going to need to be re-upped. They're going to have options. Whatever happens, if they figure out a few guys that they can put around Harden that are going to be consistent players, I think that this is a threatening roster. And so that should be good, a little silver lining for Rockets fans. Second thing is Curry seems to be back. Curry seems to be back. And not that he was ever really... not that I'm criticizing his play in any of these games. I know he's coming off the injury, and you want to make sure that he's 100%, and then you want to, and that you're not going to re-injure it, and then he's got to ease back into the speed of the NBA and the NBA playoffs. It's already hard to come back from an injury and play at an NBA level. To jump back in when you're past the first round of the NBA playoffs is incredibly difficult. And so him getting back to his full powers over this Rockets series has been really crucial for the Warriors. Kevin Durant, obviously an MVP level player, but to really put all the teeth back into the Warriors offense, you need Curry playing at full strength, full powers, 100%. He seems to be back at that level, shooting 46% last night. He's had a few games where if he doesn't really show up, show out, the Warriors are not going to advance to the finals against the Rockets. So it's good to see him back playing and performing, because honestly, this is going to be the finals. You want to see all the guys healthy, all the superstars there, and you want to see them playing at the elite level you know they can hit, because that's why we watch these finals, is to see these elite athletes perform. And so it's good to see him able to hit that level that you know he can hit. The final thing that I took away from this series, just sitting there last night, the game was over. What a bummer for Rockets fans, because this was the one that really got away. Again, I don't know what happens this offseason. I don't know what happens this summer for the Rockets. But this seems to be the one that got away. If you're going to beat the Warriors right now, it really felt like this one was on the table. I think that, like I said, I think that you always have a shot with James Harden, and I think that he has reached that level where you always have to worry about him as a contender now. And whatever the roster looks like, you always have to be concerned about a James Harden-led team, because I think he did knock away a lot of playoff demons. But that said, they could have won this now. They could have won this now. I think that, and we'll get into this over the course of this week, but the Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers, not a great matchup. Spoiler alert, if nobody saw it, if you haven't seen this yet, but that's going to be the finals matchup again for another year running. But I think that the Cavaliers could have done some things against the Rockets. I don't think they have that much of a prayer against the Warriors. But that said, I think you're still giving it. I think that's a title you just lost, which is a real bummer, because while Harden is still going to be contending for those, it's a bummer that you could have really won one this year. If Chris Paul is in this game, I don't think that the Warriors come back. I think that they come back in Game 6 at home, but I don't think they come back on the road down 11 when you have a defender like Chris Paul, when they're able to stagger some things out and do a few different things with their offense and really get a second win. Chris Paul is so crucial. Having him come in when James Harden is on the – if you have James Harden on the bench in the third quarter to start the third quarter, Chris Paul is such a nice breath of fresh air for this roster to come in, play isolation basketball, and run the offense through him with James Harden off the court. And then when James Harden does take the court again, to have Chris Paul as that second option, really zeroing in on defense, it just does so many things for the Rockets that it really is a shame that he was out, because I really think they win this game. The way they came out in that first half, I think they actually win this game, which is crazy to say with Chris Paul in the lineup and out there on the court. So really feels like this one slipped away from, and again, injuries happen. It's not like I'm blaming the Rockets for anything. It's just this one is a real bummer, and this is going to be a tough pill to swallow for their offseason. And now I wanted to talk quickly about the NBA Finals. So LeBron James dragged the Cleveland Cavaliers back into it. It's going to be Warriors and Cavs again. Eighth straight finals appearance, which is crazy. Eighth straight finals appearance for LeBron James. Eighth straight finals appearance. I wasn't in high school the last time that he was not in the NBA Finals. I was not in high school. And I'm a college graduate now. I'm a college graduate, and the last time LeBron James was out of the finals, I was not even in high school. That is insane. Really insane. I know that some people might have fatigue about this matchup, being that it's gone on for the last few years, but I really honestly think that you want to get as much LeBron James as you can. You saw him, there's some fatigue in this finals. He's 33 years old, and so you know that eventually time is going to get the best of him, even if he can duck and dodge it for longer than anybody really expected, because he's not only playing at an elite level, he's playing really efficiently, he's becoming a better shooter as he goes along too, just putting together these amazing seasons year after year. So you know that time is eventually going to get the better of him, but while he's still playing at this level, you want to see him get this far as much as possible. And so the more LeBron James I can watch, I say the better, and I'm not mad about this matchup at all. I do think that this is going to be a 4 or 5 game series though. I really do. I don't think that the Cavaliers have the horses. I don't want to get into this too much. I'm going to talk a lot about this on Thursday, but I don't feel like they have the horse. I would not be surprised if the Warriors swept, is how I'm going to put it. I would not be surprised if the Warriors swept the Cleveland Cavaliers after the things that LeBron has had to overcome. He had to play 48 minutes in that Game 7 against Boston without Kyrie Irving, without Gordon Hayward. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. I want to get into this a lot more later, but the thing I wanted to say right away at this finals matchup is don't be mad about this finals matchup. Don't be mad about this finals matchup. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be fun to watch LeBron James play basketball. It really will. And if you can't enjoy that, then I don't know how I can make basketball fun for you. I don't think that it's possible that you would enjoy any finals matchup, because if you can't enjoy watching LeBron James play basketball, there's just not enough joy in your life. You gotta go get some help, talk to somebody, but enjoy it for that, because that is going to be fantastic. So that's all I have for you folks. Thank you so much for tuning in to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.